Immigration policies, welfare policies, environmental policies are great examples of federal initiative designed to meet national goals, but which ultimately come to create both problems and opportunities for cities. The authors of Place Matters take on the typical popular understanding of 20th century metropolitan area development, which sees the huge shift of the population from central city to suburb, and more or less at the same time from northeast or rust belt to sun belt as a result of market forces and personal preferences. In what I'll call the traditional view, families moving out of dense industrial cities to suburban single-family homes was a natural outgrowth of choice and affluence. Who wouldn't prefer a three-bedroom colonial surrounded by a lawn to an apartment or a row house? Isn't that the American dream? But the authors of Place Matters, like many other urban scholars, see these seemingly individual choices as framed by a host of larger structural factors, including government policy. Those suburban choices would be less appealing if the federal government hadn't underwritten massive highway construction. And home ownership would be less accessible if homeowners were unable to deduct mortgage interest and property taxes from their federal income tax. Moreover, the authors argue that there are explicit and implicit racial dimensions to this story. The federal government certainly didn't create racial prejudice or discrimination, but federal policies certainly didn't help, whether through explicit action, e.g., creating a public housing program that exacerbated segregation, or inaction, e.g., being very slow to enforce housing discrimination laws.